do more people know about the TV show The Simpsons than they do about the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Well, we will ponder that this hour and discuss one attempt to improve our knowledge of American history and civics and presidents. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, October 10th. Our guest was concerned about recent surveys that show a lack of knowledge about our country by our citizens, and he wanted to change that. He is your favorite language expert, Richard Lederer, who has co-written a book on American trivia. And we will give you a chance to show off your knowledge this hour. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Okay, here's trivia question number one for you. If you guess this, you get bragging rights. We don't have any big prizes for you. Who was the first vice president to become president? Do you know the answer? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's welcome our guest. Richard Lederer is the founding co-host of Away with Words, which airs Sundays at 9 on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. He has written more than 40 books about language, history, and humor. His latest is American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? And Monsters Unchained. He joins us from California, so he's up super early. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, and I hope my voice holds up for this. I think it will, because public radio is such a worthy cause, and especially the oldest continuing radio station in the world. I think you all go back to 1917, that 5 in the morning is nothing for me, especially with these two new books that I've written.
Yeah, that's right, and there is a little piece of history for you, too. Yes, the oldest station in the nation, Wisconsin Public Radio. We are so happy that you joined us, Richard, and we are happy to offer as our thank you gift during this hour, as we talk about American trivia, the American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? And we'll talk about some of the information in the book and why you wrote the book, and offer this book as our thank you gift for a pledge during this hour. And let me just remind listeners that you can make that pledge of any amount on this last day of our fall membership drive, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge $10 a month or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you, if you ask for it, Richard's new book, American Trivia Quiz Book. Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? So, Richard, tell us why you thought this was important to write this book.
Well, my pleasure. The NAEP, that's National Assessment of Educational Progress, and those assessments show that history and civics are our weakest subjects as Americans. It's very important, especially in a patriotic state like Wisconsin, that we know that history. And as you said, 52% of us can name at least two of the 5 members of the Simpsons family. By the way, I can name them all, Joy, because I have never missed an episode. I think all 400 or whatever, I never miss them. many more than can name our first 4 presidents in order. Could be one for folks to call in on. The 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore. And Caroline and I, our second book together, McCullough and I, have written this quiz book. So what happens is, and by the way, my friends, this book will be signed. That is, all the books through Wisconsin Public Radio will be signed. And Joy, it's quite a new book. It was a mid-September pub. So readers the new readers will be among the very first Americans reading it. And so that's why we wrote it. We do need to know our history. We are a diverse and far-reaching people, but what unites us is our history. We all have that. So here's what I've done, what we've done, excuse me. We have about 35 chapters alphabetically. The first is A for Abraham Lincoln, and with explorers, inventors, all sorts of presidential material, ending with W writers, approximately 10 to 20 questions per topic. So you always know where to go, even though in this book the Constitution will precede the Declaration alphabetically. You'll know where they are, and then you get the answers, 10 to 20 in each case. A wonderful, in my view, review of our incredible history.
The book is American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? We are talking with its co-author, Richard Lederer, who you know as your favorite language expert, the founding co-host of Away With Words, which we hear on the Ideas Network on Sunday mornings. And he has been writing lots of books since he stopped co-hosting Away With Words, and we have talked to him during many of our pledge drives and at other times about those books. This one did just come out in mid-September. I know you have a newer one, The Monsters Unchained, and we just thought instead of we didn't think we should offer that one, Richard, because we weren't sure we would get them out to people in time for Halloween. I'm assuming it's kind of Halloween related because it's about monsters.
Yeah, it is, but the monsters are universal. 60 original poems, wonderful drawings. I'll just give you one of the limericks. under D for dragon, they're all alphabetical from A to Z. A dragon with fiery plume crashed a wedding and smashed up the room. Ate every hors d'oeuvre, crushed the cake. What a nerve! Then toasted the bride and the groom. So you see that little wordplay. It's not for young kids. It's for kids about 9 to 99. But thanks for mentioning it. But actually, the two came out about the same time. The Monster book is new for October. But this American Trivia book, we just think is a terrific way of learning our history. And presidents, yes, but certainly everything else. And because my co-writer, Caroline, is obviously female, the book is not dominated by preposterone. It swims in estrogenius. Many, many women, heroines, all sorts of personages are in the book. I should mention, because I'm so proud, you know, the father of a bouncing baby book, it's about my 45th. I don't have any number in mind, but so proud of each one, but especially a book like this, and certainly not tied to any particular holiday, but 116 illustrations. One of the most beautiful books interiorly that I've ever written, and available to my friends in Wisconsin for their pledge.
Yeah, the pledge is $10 a month or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio to help support the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, I asked when we started, who was the first vice president to become president? That is the one of the questions posed in the book, in the chapter Presidential Firsts. And we have some callers who want to take a shot at answering that. Jay in Green Bay, do you know?
Good morning. I think it's Martin Van Buren.
Well, I'm afraid to say that's not what Richard says. That's not who Richard says it is.
Well, okay. Martin Van Buren was Andrew Jackson's vice president, came in as president, and as you'll find out in the book, when he ran for re-election and lost to William Henry Harrison, he helped popularize OK. That's when
right.
He came in 1839, but he wasn't the first but very good answer. But
it is an okay out, from old Kinderhook.
Ah, very good. If you don't mind, Joy, here's the. I'll tell the story briefly. It's in the book. Okay is from all correct. OLLKORRECT, meaning it's a purposeful misspelling. It was a big fad in around 1839 in New England, and we see it in the Boston Post. Okay, now. What happened is it became popularized when Martin Van Buren, our eighth president, used it as old Kinderhook because he was from that Dutch part of New York. It started as old correct, then it was popularized through old Kinderhook. So a wonderful chance here, Joy, for people to get a sense of what is in this book.
We are talking with Richard Lederer. He is the co-author of American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? We will keep that first trivia question on the table and see if other listeners can answer that. And we'll pose some more as we go along. The question is, who was the first vice president to become president? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, joined for a few minutes by Cynthia Schuster, because this is the last day of our fall membership drive, the last weekday, your last opportunity to show your support during the Joy Cardine Show. We will get back to our guest, Richard Lederer, very, very soon. But first, Cynthia, let's talk a little bit about what we are hoping to accomplish this hour.
Sure. Well, we hope to hear from 35 listeners who are going to pledge their support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We've already heard from 8, and surely some of those, I think, are hoping to take advantage of the pledge premium this hour, Richard Lederer's book, American Trivia Quiz. It can be yours when you pledge $10 a month or more at 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org.
And a reminder that along with this thank you gift at $10 a month, the American Trivia Quiz Book, we will also enter your name into the drawing for a WPR trip. If you are the winner of the drawing, you can choose from 3 different trips. You can take a cruise along the Rhine River, you can go to Alaska, or you can go to France. So help us reach our goal and get entered into the drawing by making a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And of course, you don't have to pledge to participate. You could send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So choose. You could send in a postcard or, better yet, make your pledge of support at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks very much, Cynthia. We'll get an update from you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Richard Lederer. He is the author of more than 40 books about language, history, and humor. His latest, the one that we are talking about this hour, American Trivia Quiz Book. And we are wondering, just how much do you know about our great nation? And we will welcome your questions for Richard and your answers to the trivia questions that we pose at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We'll get to more of your trivia guesses in just a moment, but we have another caller with a question, George in Milwaukee. Hi, George. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, sure. I think it was Tyler who was the first to succeed president as vice president. But my question has to do with a comment, and I'd like Mr. Lederer to see what he thinks of it. I think it's really important that people today learn chronology when they're learning history. And I feel strongly about this because I've seen a lot of people who don't really know what happened before something else. And so I think it's important, and there can be interesting ways to teach kids, you know, years when things happened. The emphasis has been on more themes and things like that in the last generation, but I think it's kind of forgotten that other aspect, which is important, so you know where to hang those themes.
Yeah, what do you think, Richard?
Well, a few responses. Let's start with your answer. John Tyler indeed did become our 10th president after William Henry Harrison, this is all in the book, expired after 31 days.
Oh.
He gave the inauguration. He succeeded Martin Van Buren on what was up to that point the coldest inauguration day, and it was March 4th then, an interesting mnemonic, March 4th. And he didn't have an overcoat, and he was our oldest president at that point. And he died 31 days later, and it wasn't clear that the vice president did succeed. And ultimately, John Tyler came in, and he was known as his accidency. But he fought for the job, and he really established that in the death of the president, the vice president becomes president. So that is there, but he wasn't the first. Martin Van Buren was mentioned, and he would have preceded Tyler. Tyler, by the way, went on to be an officer in the Civil War for the South. Very interesting break from the United States itself. But Tyler wasn't our first. On the other, we believe in this book and our other writings that both themes and dates are important. So essentially, almost every chapter in the book is chronological. A huge percentage of students do not know the century in which the Revolutionary War was fought, obviously the 18th century, and they do not know from which country we gained independence. We can't have that. And so in this book, and Joy, I was delighted that we're a quarter of a way to our goal, and I think at this stage that bodes very well.
Mm-hmm.
I am optimistic, not misty-optic. So, great hopes there. So, very thoughtful from the gentleman caller, ha-ha. And we definitely do themes. That's the way the book is organized. But within each one, it's chronological. We don't want just a bunch of dates, but we do want a sense of chronology, so he is spot on.
Thank you, George. Yes, we are. I have no doubt, Richard, that we will reach this goal of 35 pledges. We have 14 so far, and more than half of the program to go. Remind you that if you would like to support Wisconsin Public Radio on this last day of our fall pledge drive, if you would like to step up and help pay for a service that you value, and you would love this wonderful thank you gift for a pledge of $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio, $120 a year, we'll send you Richard Lederer's American Trivia Quiz Book. Just how much do you know about our great nation? Which will teach you more about our great nation. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let's take another call before we have to break for news. Who has a guess to the question? Who knew this was so hard? We asked. Fritz in Madison, let's see if you have an answer to the question. Who was the first vice president to become president?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, John Adams.
We have a winner.
Ta-da! Yes, John Adams was, and here's what's interesting there, Fritz. John Adams succeeded George Washington after Washington's two terms, and so that's a vice president coming in at the end of when the president has stepped aside because there wasn't the amendment against that. The next one was Martin Van Buren after Andrew Jackson. And then the next president, vice president, who at the end of the term of the president runs and wins, believe it or not, more than a century and a half, you have to wait till George H.W. Bush. Amazing. All of that time in between, and that's the kind of interesting pattern or lack of that's in the book.
Yeah, we have less than 30 seconds. I'll let you choose, Richard. What question do you think we should pose for listeners to mull over the news?
Okay. All right, here we go, because it'll be a nice lead-in. Name the author of The Star-Spangled Banner.
All right. Name the author of The Star-Spangled Banner. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Richard Lederer about his new book, American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? It's our thank you gift for a pledge of $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and this is the last weekday of Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. You count on WPR for great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes the discussions possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a goal this hour of 35 pledges, and we are well on our way. We only need to hear from 13 more people in order to meet that goal. So why don't you be part of that group at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org.
And we are very happy to send you as your thank you gift for a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $10 a month or more. Richard Lederer's book, American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? Make that pledge of $10 a month or $120 a year or more to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And not only that, your pledge of any amount will also get you entered to possibly win a trip on with one of our WPR esteemed staff members, including Joy Cardine. You can choose between a tour along the Rhine River in Europe, or you can explore Alaska, that's where Joy is headed, or escape to France. You're entered when you make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, there actually is a geography section in the book, American Trivia. And when you mentioned Alaska, that reminded me that Alaska, did you know Alaska is the most northerly, westerly, and easterly state, Cynthia?
Easterly?
Yeah, I'm not. That's what we'll have to ask Richard to explain that one to us. But there's a lot in geography and civics and presidents and history, and it just a wealth of information in the book and presented in a really fun format. I can see playing American trivia at a party, or maybe with your kids you can play you can help them learn about American government and history. So American Trivia Quiz Book is your thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month or more. WPR.org or
888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. Or if you're near your computer, you can pledge online at WPR.org, hoping to hear from 11 people before the end of the hour.
Thank you, Cynthia. We will hear from you at the end of the hour. Let's welcome back Richard Lederer. Richard, you know Richard. He is the founding co-host of Away with Words, which you hear Sunday mornings on the Ideas Network at 9 o'clock. He has written more than 40 books about language, history, and humor. He has a couple of new books out, including Monsters Unchained, and we are talking about his new book, American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? And Richard, boy, I'm learning a lot about our great nation from the book. Talk a little bit more about what listeners, if listeners have just joined us, what they can learn in this book.
Wonderful. And I'm going to up the pledge to 500. Our goal to 500. Just kidding. But I'd love to see us reach 50 because we're more than halfway there.
Right.
These books will be signed. That is the books that are premiums for your listeners for the oldest continuous radio station. Happens to be public in the universe. And so one of the things you'll learn, Cynthia, when you said, oh, my gosh, Alaska, northerly, westerly, and easterly,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, because what makes it westerly, those Aleutian Islands that creep to the left.
Ah.
Cynthia, they're not an optical illusion. They're real. So they go to the left, meaning west, and they go so far that they cross the international date line, and therefore it's also easterly. And the southerly one is Hawaii. So if you ask people what are the most northerly, easterly, westerly, and southerly states of the United States, none of them are continental. I mean, at my age, everything is incontinental anyway, but you see, north, south, so that's your answer. We think we need to know, as Americans, where things are. So a lot on our cities, our states, our weather, all there. And my friends out there, as a last push, and remember, if you lose that contest for going abroad, you get me as your host. So keep that in mind. So what we have here is my new book, new meaning it was a September 19th pub date, so quite new. Not that newness matters a lot with my work. Co-authored with Caroline McCullough. 35 chapters alphabetically from A, Abraham Lincoln, to W, writers and poets there and there, and inventors, and people such as Columbus, Benjamin Franklin. I'll bet people didn't know that he invented the claw. If you have a grocery store and you needed to reach up high for some item, and you grabbed it with the claw, that was Benjamin Franklin, and the bifocals, a whole chapter on Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, and all of that. Our songs, our inventions, a wonderful chapter on inventions, explorers from pre-Columbus. He was not the first European to reach this part of the world. Leif Erikson was almost 500 years before. And trust me, I have learned so much in writing this. I think you will learn reading it. 116 illustrations. The book will be signed, the book that you receive from Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm so grateful for their supporting a book like this, and it's typical. You know, Joy, you're great with news, and that's very important, but it's way more than a news station. It's a learning station, mm-hmm. And this book, I think, is very much a part of its mission.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And again, the book is our thank you gift this hour for your pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's easily broken down to $10 a month. Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, at the top of the hour, Richard, I mentioned one of the factoids from the book that only 7% of Americans in some surveys could name the first four presidents of the United States, and fewer than a quarter of Americans know which presidents heads are carved on Mount Rushmore. And that is kind of amazing that that we don't know that. We did pose the question, so what are the president's faces that are carved on Mount Rushmore? And Paul in Viroqua wanted to answer that question. So let's go to Paul.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It is George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Andrew Jackson.
Three for four.
You didn't get him?
Three for four?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not Andrew Jackson, although he was certainly a great president, the first, in a sense, Democratic president. Two terms, but not Andy Jackson. He is on our $20 bill. We use that a lot. But there is
which
one
did I get wrong?
Jackson.
Andy Jackson is not on. It's somebody in his
what's
place.
What's the correct one?
Shall I do that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Thomas Jefferson, who actually
Thomas
is the first
Jefferson.
One.
I don't know why I said Jackson.
Right. That's. I thought he just had them confused. I think he knew that. Yeah.
That's probably mm-hmm. whom you meant. And remember, you mentioned, of course, Theodore Roosevelt. And Joy and audience, I think you know the just enthusiastic response to public television's showing of those seven. My wife and I were just glued to the TV set. 7 2-hour shows on the Roosevelts. By the way, that's how you pronounce the name. From Theodore to Franklin to Eleanor. And look at the response to that. And just people so wanting to learn all about them. What a magnificent series. And, of course, Theodore is all over the place, as well as Franklin, in this book. Amazing number of presidential firsts, the first to ride in an automobile, to be in an airplane, to travel abroad during his presidency when he went to Panama. The first to call the White House officially on the stationery. Just an amazing, energetic president all in there. So, and of course, Joy, as we pointed out earlier, yes, and a great number, don't know when Columbus came over to America. They think it was around 1750.
A little late.
We just can't have that. And yet 52% of us know, can name at least two members of the Simpsons family. I can name all five. I've never missed an episode. That's why Caroline and I have written American Trivia Quiz Book.
And this is the thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month this hour on this, the last weekday of our fall pledge drive. So make your pledge now of any amount. If you would like the book, make it $10 a month or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We will send you as your thank you gift for that $120 pledge, American Trivia Quiz Book. Just how much do you know about our great nation? And you will be happy to know, Richard, I am certainly happy to report that we have indeed exceeded the 35 pledge goal, which was ridiculously low,
yes.
with yes. you being our guest and this thank you gift. However, we are fast approaching that 50 pledge that that you named.
Yes.
We're at 46 pledges right now.
You validate my mission of teachership.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, we have 12 minutes left in the show.
Sure, go ahead.
Here we go. We're going to make 100. Let's see if we can do it.
Kalu Kalei, I chortle in my joy. And this is your pledge to public radio and just the wonder of it. You all know about those driveway moments with public radio where you just can't turn the radio off. And think where you would be without Wisconsin Public Radio. I mean, just think about your life without it out there, my friends. And please support that with this essentially spanking new 116 illustrations. If I sound enthusiastic, it's because I am. My bouncing baby book, American Trivia Quiz Book, beautifully illustrated. And if you have children of a certain age, you owe it to them to help them to get more of a sense of our pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in this great nation.
Yeah. Well, Richard, you posed a question at the bottom of the last half hour. You asked who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. That was the question, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's. We have some people who are waiting online to guess, and let's go to Holly in Ontario. Hello, Holly.
Good morning.
Yes. Your guess?
Francis Scott Key.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he is definitely in the book. There's a whole section on songs, beginning with Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. And you'll find out why he did that and what macaroni is. Francis Scott Key, 35-year-old attorney, was there at the Battle of Baltimore to secure the release of a hostage successfully. And then he was there to see the battle. And Joy, so important because just this past September, 14th, we marked the bicentennial of his writing In Defense of Fort McHenry, the poem that became the Star-Spangled Banner. And what a lot of listeners may not know is he was more a lyricist than a poet. The reason being, he had that song in mind. Every piece of evidence points toward that. The whole structure of that poem was written to conform with, to Anacreon in heaven, known as the Anacreonic Song. It was a drinking song, a men's chorus song, and our national anthem is written to that. It went much faster back in when it started. Again, you'll find out all about our songs right up to God Bless America. Had Kate Smith with that, Irving Berlin, an interesting story about America the Beautiful. Essentially, Yankee Doodle was our national anthem. Then this song was written, and it still took more than a century until under the administration of President Herbert Hoover, it was adopted. So just fun facts, we really try to make them accessible. I think so many of your listeners know that I try to be learning dressed up to have fun. I mean, that's what this book is. A lot of fun, but I guarantee you a lot of learning. Please support Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we are at 57 pledges right now toward our newly revised 100 pledge goal. And this is where to go to pledge. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge any amount to help Wisconsin Public Radio. If you would like the book, American Trivia Quiz Book, pledge $10 a month, $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Back now to Richard Lederer, who is the author of many, many books about language and history and humor, talking with him about his new book, American Trivia Quiz Book. And we are having some fun. We're learning some things, and we are giving you a chance to show off your knowledge, and we're giving you an opportunity to get this book so you can boost your brain power on American history and civics and government and all sorts of all things patriotic. Also, certainly can boost the knowledge of your children and grandchildren, too. You can pledge $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio, a $120 pledge to help pay for the programming that you value, and you can get, as your thank you gift, American Trivia Quiz Book. Just how much do you know about our great nation? WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We are at 70 pledges, Richard, toward that 100 pledge goal.
Please fill my heart. and I think now this one is not repeated tonight. It's the it's your 8 o'clock.
That's
one,
right.
I think. So this is their only chance, except I think that they can pledge online. Do I have that
correct? That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pretty much the only chance at least to call in. You'll get the signed book, 116 illustrations, and just you know where everything is in the book because it is all alphabetical, and it is chronological. So with inventors, you start with Ben Franklin, but you move right through with the explorers. You start with Columbus, or really before Leif Erikson, but you go all the way up to Neil Armstrong. And it was just such a joy, and of course it really helped us to organize our sense. And I want to emphasize once again, my co-author is Caroline McCullough, a local historian and author with whom I worked. And as a result, the book is not overwhelmed by preposterone. There's plenty of estrogenius. You'll learn a number of things about the suffragettes and many more, and the abolitionists. They're all in the book, and it's not a big book. I think it's about 144 pages, full of illustrations and questions, about 10 to 20 in each chapter. We just want you to know what you're getting in support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we have a caller online, Dale in River Falls, who's been waiting. Hi, Dale. What's your question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's a factoid that ties back to the John Adams question. John Adams, of course, was the father of who would become a future president, John Quincy Adams. So the factoid that I'd like to verify and ask our guest is, what one distinct characteristic about George Washington, besides the fact that he was a great leader and so on, made him the perfect choice for becoming our first president?
Wow, wonderful. Okay, and George Washington is certainly all over the book. The myth of the wooden teeth is debunked. he was one of...
because we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. What's your answer?
He had no descendants, which was very significant considering what we were about.
Right, because he could have been king, and he chose not to be. He had no genetic descendants, because remember, his wife did have a bunch of children. But you're right, and he stepped aside and voluntarily, after two terms, and basically established that idea and stepped aside from being king. So that's and trust me, that is in the book, too.
Yeah, and very briefly, George Washington never lived in the White House.
That is correct. He was in Philadelphia, and only John Adams in the last 4 months, the Adams family got lost trying to find Washington, D.C. in the White House. He never lived in that president's mansion, so the only president who did not rule from Washington was George Washington, exactly.
We are at 89 pledges, Richard. This is going to be one of those nail biters, but we have already exceeded expectations. I did revise our goal to 100 pledges, and I do think that is going to happen because you can also continue to pledge while the news is on. We just have another 1 minute to ask for your pledge, but you can continue to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio on this last weekday of our pledge drive and pledge $10 a month, a $120 pledge, and we will send you as your thank you gift American Trivia Quiz Book. And Richard, you are going to sign the books.
Absolutely. I'm the most self-defacing author you've ever met.
And we are at 94 pledges. We have 30 seconds on air still, but I am thrilled. I'm just so thrilled, Richard. Thank you so much for being you, for being with us, and for writing American Trivia Quiz Book. Just how much do you know about our great nation?
And thank you for being Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of $10 a month, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you Richard Lederer's new book, signed, sealed, and delivered, American Trivia Quiz Book, Just How Much Do You Know About Our Great Nation? WPR.org, 888-202-2552.